Hello.
Yes,
Hello.
Hi, this is Marianne.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jerry calling for National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I'm registered to vote. What did you say before that?
Yeah, 18 or older and registered to
yes.
vote.
Yes. I'm 81.
I know it's been a long way up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote. 50-50 will not vote.
I always do vote. I don't like either one of the contestants, but I don't know what else to do.
I'm sorry?
But I don't like Trump and I think Biden's senile, but I don't know what else to vote. I guess I'll at least vote for Congress members.
So you definitely or probably vote, or you will not vote?
I will vote for some of the people, maybe not all of them.
Okay. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Well, I was born and raised Republican, but I think I've become an independent.
Now, in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden. I'd never voted Democratic before, but I couldn't stand Trump. And when he ran before, I voted for an independent from Utah because I couldn't handle Trump or Hillary Clinton.
I understand. Now, just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
I'm Caucasian, white.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I guess I'll say 5.
Okay.
I've always voted my whole life, but I think Biden's too old and Trump's an idiot.
I understand. Thank you for your opinion. Now, thinking about the direction and the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, I think we need some changes. And these politicians, they campaign for 2 years and only do their job for the other two. There's nobody I'm really in favor of.
Okay. And if you have to decide, if you feel very dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the direction if the country is headed, what will be your choice or option?
I guess I'm worried more than satisfied.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I like him. I think he's a nice person, but I think he's too old. He's the same age I am, and I wouldn't want to try to run the country.
I understand. So do you approve or disapprove?
Probably. I don't entirely approve, but if the choice is between him and Trump, I'd take Biden.
Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Well, again, halfway between. Some of them are doing well. Other ones are idiots.
Okay, so that will be for you somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
I approve of some of them and disapprove of others.
Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10. How important focus or issue is for you. 10 okay. is the most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 isn't important at all for you. You can use okay. any number between 0 and 10. The first okay. one, banning assault weapons.
10.
Okay. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
10.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Banning TikTok.
I've never been on TikTok. I don't really know why they want to ban it, so I'm not sure how to answer that one.
That's okay. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Okay. Addressing immigration and border security.
8 or 9.
Okay.
I don't understand why those people don't, they have, like Mexico, they have the same natural resources we do. Why don't they beef up their own country and get rid of the cartels?
Okay, and improving K through 12 education.
I don't know what improving it would mean. I don't have any children in that age group, so I don't know what's going on there.
Okay, that's okay, no worries. And the last one, fighting climate change and protecting the environment.
Again, I don't know what that involves. If it needs to be protected, I think we should, but I don't know that.
That's okay. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
No, I think they're out campaigning.
Okay, and your answer that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you, does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming elections?
I'm still motivated to vote.
Okay. Now, I like
some people.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Now, I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means mm-hmm. that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The first one is Cornel West.
I don't know who or what that is.
Okay. Next one, X, formerly known as Twitter. This is a social media platform.
Again, I've never been on that platform, okay. So I don't know.
Okay, let me check here. Charlemagne the God, I'm sorry.
Charlemagne, mm-hmm. isn't he ancient?
Charlemagne the God.
The God?
Yes, the God.
How would I vote for Charlemagne?
Okay, do you have, what is your opinion? Remember that 0 is that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. And 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards this person.
I guess 50.
Okay. The next one, YouTube.
My son's band and my granddaughter is a musician, so I guess I would vote 100 on YouTube.
Okay. Cody Booker.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. TikTok.
Again, I've never been on TikTok. I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay. Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, I think he's great. I'll give him 100.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden.
I guess I'd say 50. I like him as a person, but I think, you know, you have to be 35 to run for president. I think they should have a limit on the other end, like you can't be over 70 or something. So I think he's too old, basically.
I understand. We appreciate your opinions. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
Who in Congress?
Republicans.
Well, some of them are okay. As I say, I was born and raised Republican, but now they do some stupid things, so I guess give them a 50.
Donald Trump?
0.
Democrats in Congress?
50.
Thank you. We almost finished with the survey. Now, I know it's still a long wait up, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are on the side, please say so.
Who did you say was the Green Party candidate?
Jill Stein.
Jill or Jill?
Jill. J-I-L-L. Yes.
Oh. I don't know.
Jill Stein, I'm sorry.
I don't know anything about her. I guess Robert Kennedy.
Okay. And generally speaking, what makes you support Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for president?
Well, his family background. The one thing I didn't like, he was anti-vax. He would not get the COVID vaccine. But other than that, I respect the Kennedy family, and I like him better than Trump, and I think Biden is too old. So I would vote for Robert Kennedy.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Now, changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say that you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
I really am not very high tech. I don't know, but
yes,
they need to do more work on it.
Okay, that's okay. If you don't know, that's okay. No worries. Now, which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
I think they should be more regulated.
Thank you. And thinking about the potential use and your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? China, Russia, foreign tech companies, law enforcement, big U.S. tech companies, North Korea, U.S. government.
What was the question again? Which is the biggest threat?
Which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security?
Russia.
Now, switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platform? TikTok, do you use multiple times a day, about once a day, once a week, once a month, or less than a month?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Instagram?
Same. I've never been on Instagram.
Okay. X, or formerly Twitter?
Don't know that one either.
Okay. Facebook?
Well, I like Facebook because my grandchildren and my sister's grandchildren live on Facebook, so I could always check and see what they were doing. But then I got kicked off of it, and I never found out why.
Okay, and
you, just found I was eliminated. I couldn't go back on Facebook.
Oh, I understand. And you use it, like, multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, or about once a month, Facebook, or less than once a month?
Well, less than. It's not my choice. It's there.
Okay. What about YouTube?
Maybe 3 or 4 times a month.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you are agree or disagree with that statement. The first one, X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
I guess they do. I hear about it a lot.
Okay.
How was I supposed to answer? I'm sorry.
Yes, if you agree or disagree with the statement. Statement is that Twitter plays a negative role in society. If you don't know, or if you haven't ever heard of a statement or the companies or application, just let me know.
Okay, you said negative role. I'd say no to that.
Yes, Twitter plays a negative role in society. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
That will be strongly or somewhat disagree?
I guess somewhat.
Next one. Meta keep its user data secure.
I don't know.
Okay. X or Twitter keep its users data secure.
I don't know that either.
Okay. Meta plays a negative role in society.
No.
That's okay. TikTok keep its users' data secure.
I don't know.
Okay, and the last one, TikTok plays a negative role in society.
From what I've heard, no.
Okay, so that will be agree or disagree?
I guess. What was the question?
TikTok plays a negative role in society. Do you think that they play a negative role?
No, disagree.
Okay, that will be strongly or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. We almost finished with the survey. Have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing into law?
I've heard about that, and I don't see why they're doing that.
And have you heard a lot about it or just a little?
Just a little.
Now, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed it into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
He's saying they should sell it or he'll ban it?
Yes. Basically, the law Congress recently passed, President Biden signing into a law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. So do you support or oppose this law?
I oppose.
Okay, and that will be strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And generally speaking, will you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
Probably less likely.
Okay. Now, what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? They're trying to help the rich, special interest friends and donors. They have been influenced by big tech lobbies who work for TikTok's competitors. They are playing politics. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. They're trying to silence certain votes they don't like to or agree with. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They think TikTok is bad influence on children and teens, or they want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok.
I don't know.
But that's okay. Now, generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? YouTube, local TV news, talk or news radio, music and entertainment sites. National evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS or NBC, cable TV, CNN, Fox News or MSNBC?
Well, probably television news. And
okay.
Then on my computer, I go to AOL. They always have updated stories on there.
Okay. What about social media, like Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram?
I've never been on TikTok or Instagram, and I've been banned from Facebook.
Oh, I
would have said Facebook if
okay.
I could still go on it.
Okay. What about print, newspaper, or magazines?
No, I pretty much get it from the channels on TV, ABC, NBC,
okay.
CBS.
I understand. Now, the last few questions are for the statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I'm divorced. I've been divorced for 40 years.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Well, it was interesting speaking with you.
It was a pleasure to me to speak with you. Thank you. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.